Let's end of friends. Let's turn to Gospel according to John. If you have Bible.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，如果你有圣经的话，我们翻开约翰福音第四章。
So let's read some of the passages. Let's start with John 3, verse 36.
那我们先从约翰福音三章三十六节开始。
It says, He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son of Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
信子的人有永生，信子的人得着永生，人的正路常在他身上。
And chapter 4, verse 1, we're going to just read the one word, the first word, therefore.
再来读，看福音四章一节，这个中文没有翻出来。
And then let's drop to verse 4. Therefore, so that's from the first word in chapter 4. So therefore, and he had to pass through Samaria.
四章四节，必须经过撒玛利亚。
So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。And
Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
六节。 在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五更。
The sixth hour is noon.
这是五更。
And verse 7. We're going to read from verse 7 to 26.
我们来从七节读到二十六节。There
came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。But
his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
那时门徒进城买食物去了。Therefore
the Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有。Jesus
answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God, and who is it? Who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
She said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water?
妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? Who gave us this well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle.
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜。 你都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again.
耶稣回答说,
凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here in jaw to jaw.
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
He said to her, Go, call your husband and come here.
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
Verse 17, The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You have correctly said, I have no husband.
17节，妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly.
你有已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。
Woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You worship that you do not know, we worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us.
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。
And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
And verse 28. So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the man,Come, see a man who told me all the things that I've done. This is not the Christ, is it?
28-29节，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
And they went out of the city and were coming to him.
众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
So let's have a word of prayer before we share this message.
在我们分享信息之前有一点祷告。
Father, we want to come before you, give all the thanks praises to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
哇，我们来到你的面前，把所有的感谢赞美归给你，奉着我们主耶稣的名。
May our Lord Jesus have all the glory and honor and praises.
愿主耶稣你的所有的感谢、赞美、敬拜。
For the salvation done in him and through him.
因为救恩是在他里面也借着他所成就的。
May you have mercy upon us and open our eye to see Christ.
愿你怜悯我们开我们的眼睛可以来看到看见基督。
In Christ Jesus, his holy precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵圣洁的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, when I contemplate what topic to share, and I just reminded that this past week was the Thanksgiving holiday.
当我思想今天信息的主题的时候，我在想起来，这个刚刚过去的一周是感恩的季节。
I think the best way to show our gratitude to the Lord is to share His gospel.
我想对主最好的感恩就是分享他的福音。
He paid great price, his own life, to have this salvation for us.
他付了重价，就是用他的生命让我们有了成就的这个救恩。
So whether we are already Christians, believers, or we haven't believed in the Lord.
不管我们已经信了，已经是基督徒了，还是没有信的。
We pray that God give us a hearing heart to listen to this message.
我们求主给我们一个可听的心，可以听见这个福音信息。
So let's look at this passage that I would like to share today.
让我们来看这段圣经。
So this message is about a woman.
这段圣经讲的是一个妇人。
A Samaritan woman.
一个撒玛利亚妇人。
And we read this in the end of chapter 3, that how Lord Jesus wanted to save her.
我们从约翰福音三章36节就知道为什么主耶稣想来拯救他。
Lord Jesus didn't send his disciples to preach to her.
主耶稣没有派遣他的门徒给他传福音。
Lord Jesus wanted to save her in a very personal way.
耶稣想拯救他用一个非常个人的方式。
Lord Jesus that knew that she had this many obstacles to overcome.
主耶稣知道他有很多的障碍需要克服。
We can see that in his story, in her story, that we see that there's five big obstacles or problems in her life.
我们从这段圣经可以从她那个五个丈夫看出来，她有五个很大的障碍或者问题。
And these five problems or barriers actually were symbolized by the five husbands that she had.
她有五个丈夫，代表在她生命中有五个障碍或者是难处。
And the first one is the racial problems, racism.
一个是种族的问题，就是种族主义。
And the Samaritans and the Jews.
撒玛利亚人和犹太人。
They don't get along. They don't talk to each other. They don't have any fellowship with each other.
他们相处不好，他们不说话，也不交通。
But salvation came from the Jews.
但是救恩是从犹太人出来的。
How could she be ever hear the gospel message and be saved?
你是怎么听见福音被拯救的呢？
So second problem that she had.
她 第二个问题是
Was sexism the gender difference?
是性别歧视。
We know that women were suppressed and abused by the sin of men.
我知道这个妇人被男人的压迫和羞辱。
There were no genders in God.
在神眼里没有性别的。
But God created the two genders so that we can understand him as creature fully.
神造了男人女人是让我们可以明白他完全的被造。
But sin distorts what God has created, what is perfect and beautiful.
但是罪让这个神所造的美好弯曲了。
So women were considered as just properties of men for many centuries in all cultures.
在好多世纪所有的文化中女人都被认为是男人的一个财物财产。
So racism and sexism is still very prevalent today. So we are very aware of them.
所以种族主义和性别歧视在当前还是一个很严重的问题。
So today, this message is very relevant to today.
今天的信息对当时现代是非常有关联的。
So, this is the second problem. Then third problem that she had.
这是第二个问题。她有的第三个问题是
Third problem that she had was that good tradition, the heritage, the good things.
就是好的传统是遗传。
And she had this well, the Jacob's well.
她有这个雅各井。
But a good tradition, what is good in our life, can block us, can blind us to see the truth.
但是好的东西，这个好的传统，有可能能蒙蔽我们的眼睛，让我们看不到真理。
We all know that the enemy of the best is good. It's not the bad.The enemies of the best is good.
所以我们知道最好的敌人是好而不是坏。
We tend to be satisfied with the good and stop there.
我们经常趋向于被好所终止了我们寻求最好。
And fourth problem that she had was religion.
第四个问题他有的就是宗教。
It come from the tradition that but she had this religion Samaritan taught.
就是他有从撒玛利亚人来的遗传的传统宗教传统。
It was a mixture of Judaism and the foreign religions all mixed together.
他是犹太教和外邦教宗教的一个混合体。
So she had this religion that she brought up with.
她生来就有这个混合宗教的遗传。
So that is her fourth barrier.
那是她的第四个障碍。
To know the truth, to receive the salvation.
让她不能知道真理。接受救恩。
And the fifth, the barrier problem to her,
第五个障碍
was that her five husbands, the lifestyle.
就是她的生活方式，她有五个丈夫。
So this, that five husbands she had, speaks of that the sin but caused by her desire to be loved, to love, and to have sense of security.
这个是由她自己的罪造成的 是因为他渴慕爱安全。
So we see there's five insurmountable problems that she had.
我们知道他有这个五个不可跨越的障碍。
So Lord Jesus wanted to personally meet her and have a conversation with her in person.
主耶稣想亲自来找他，和他有对话。
So we see that verse 3 that he left Judea and went away from again into Galilee and he had to pass through Samaria.
就像约翰福音4章3节4节说的，他离了犹太又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。
You see, through the grace of God and through His great love, the problem that we have actually will be overcome by the Lord, by us.
因着主的爱，主的恩典，我们生命中的障碍会被主来解决，不是。
So He can reach us with His salvation.
他可以用他的救恩接触到我们。
So we know that the Jews, population of Jews at the time, they're located in the north and south region.
那时候犹太人的人口是分开在北部和南部。
And in the middle, was Samaria.
在两个中间就是撒玛利亚。
And Jews, if they want to travel from south to north or from north to south, because they did not want to have anything to do with the Samaritans, so they took a detour.
所以当犹太人从南方到北方，或者从北方到南方的话，他们不想经过撒玛利亚，因为他不想跟他们有什么关系。
Even though just travel across Samaria was the shortest distance, lot of convenience.
虽然经过撒玛利亚是最短的路线，非常方便。
So they'll go, if you live in the south, then from Judea, you go to the east, cross Jordan River,and they travel north, and then cross Jordan River again to the west, and go to Galilee, where the north region is, was.
所以南方的犹太人，如果他们要到北方的话，他们情愿绕路，先穿过约旦河往东，再往北，再穿过约旦河往西，到达北部的加利利。
So now gas prices are now increasing. They'll cost you another $100.
现在的汽油的价格上涨，要多付$100。
And it costs you maybe another half day travel.
对，还要多花半天时间。
But Jews, that's how the barrier they have with each other.
这就是当初他们之间的那个障碍。
So,racial tensions was there.
种族的问题紧张。
So it's very interesting to see verse 4, Lord Jesus had to pass through Samaria.
四章四节里面讲到他主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
In order to meet her, so Lord Jesus went against the Jewish tradition, the barrier that Jewish made.The Jews created, he went actually through the Samaria and to meet this Samaritan woman.
耶稣为了要想跟和这个撒玛利亚妇人见面，他必须要不同，就是反逆向他们的宗教传统。
So Lord Jesus broke the racial barrier and he come to us.
耶稣 跨越了种族的障碍接触到我们。
So you were surprised to the Samaritan woman as well when Lord Jesus came to her and asked for drink.
撒玛利亚不能打水的时候，主耶稣就向他请他向他要水喝。
And the Samaritan woman said to him, So how is it that you being a Jew ask me for a drink since I am a Samaritan woman?
撒玛利亚妇人就对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
So that barrier is actually in us.
这个障碍也在我们里面同样有。
And the Lord Jesus and a strongconversation with her.
主耶稣和他有一个简短的对话。
And Lord Jesus said to her, So it is actually God for his great love overcame this barrier to reach us first.
主耶稣就这里讲到是主因着他的恩典他跨越了这个障碍来亲自来寻找我们。
So Lord Jesus said to herThat in the verse 10, so if you knew the gift of God, and who is it who says to you, give me a drink, and you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
第十节就说，主耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他。
If you knew,
这里要写的。你若知道
See, we, many of us, notice after we believe in the Lord that the reason we couldn't believe in the Lord because we are ignorant.
我们很多已经信主的人都想到当初我们没有信主，还不信主的原因是因为我们忽视了他。
We were 无知啊。
因为我们的无知
We were badly biased against the truth against the Lord Jesus
我们的主耶稣非常偏见
So when I was not a Christian not a believer the among all the religions I dislike all the religions but among all these religions IDislike the Christianity the most.
在我信主之前，我是不喜欢所有的宗教，但是最不喜欢的就是基督教。
And I remember that I didn't like the what we call the Christmas in China. We have special term for Christmas.
我们在中国的时候对这个圣诞节有不同的。起了不同的名字。
We call it the birthday of the saint.
我们叫它圣徒的生日。
圣诞节。
圣诞。
Yes. So I said, you know what? We should call Confucius' birthday 圣诞节。Called Christmas, we should call Jesus' birthday. Just call it then.
我们可以圣诞节叫做孔夫子的生日。
Because Confucius to me is a saint, is as important as Jesus. So why would being a Chinese call foreigner a Jewish man a saint instead of calling our Confucius saint? So make his birthday as the birthday of the saint.
我们应该那叫我们中国人的孔子为圣人，因为他是中国人。我们为什么叫一个犹太人圣人呢？应该叫他孔夫子的圣诞节。
So we were all biased, ignorant, and we are prejudiced.
我们都是无知、有偏见的。
So Lord Jesus says here, if You knew.
主耶稣对你说，你若知道。
And there's several things, four things here. It says, the first is the gift of God, that's the salvation in Christ.
你讲到四件事, 第一件就是神的恩赐, 就是从主的救恩。
So this gift of God, salvation in Christ, is not work. You don't have to work for it, and you cannot work for it.
主的救恩是一个恩赐，是个礼物。 不是工作得来的，你做工也得不到。
Because Lord Jesus so precious, His value in God's eyes so infinite. If you think you can work just tiny bit to deserve it, that is a disgrace to God. That's disgrace to Lord Jesus. So God will have to totally free. Absolutely free to give it to us to show the glory of His Son, Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣在神的眼里是这样的宝贵，绝对不能说我们做工能得到一点报偿，乃是他要完全的把这个救恩白白的赐给我们。如果要是通过做工得来的话，就羞辱了他。 所以呢，他的救恩，让他白白的救恩，是为了显明主耶稣的荣耀。
And second is, who is it who says to you, that give me a drink? That is the Lord Himself, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God.
给你和这地方讲到，和对你说，给我水喝的是谁？ 这地方是谁呢？就是主耶稣自己，神的儿子。And
you would have asked him, and he would have given you. So ask and given.
你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。All
we need to do is ask.
这地方讲到求和给，所有我们做的就是单单的来。If
we ask. Then God will give us the salvation, the Lord Jesus to us.
如果我们求，神就必给，就是我们主耶稣的救恩。
Because God's tremendous grace and His great love, He made the salvation so simple. It cost Him everything, but it cost us nothing and make it so simple. We just need to ask.
因为神极大的怜悯和他的大爱，让他把这个救恩变得特别的简单。Even
my grandson, a year old, know how to ask.
只要求就可以了，甚至我一岁的孙子他也知道求。凯凯
know how to ask.
我的孙子凯凯知道如何求。Now
his mom told him to say please.
现在他妈妈在叫他，先说请。So
even the one-year-old know how to ask.
甚至一岁的孩子都知道如何什么叫求。And
get what he asked for.
他也得到他求得的东西。Because
God prepared everything, cost God everything, and make it so simple. Even the one-year-old can ask.
神付了重价，但是呢，他把这个救恩选择做得特别的简单，甚至一岁的孩子都可以来求得。Doesn't
matter who you are, how much education you will receive or none.
不管你是谁，不管你的教育程度如何。Whether
you're rich or poor.
不管 富裕还是贫穷,
no matter what race you belong to,
问你属于什么种族,
and as long as you ask, then you will be given.
只要你求，他就必给。So
these are four things. Later maybe we'll come back to it. The gift of God, and who says to you, give me a drink, the who, third is ask, fourth is given.
所以在第四节讲的四件事就是 你若知道神的恩赐对你说给我水喝的是谁，三第二个第三个就是求，第四个给。
And we see a second problem, how Lord Jesus helped you overcome the, that second problem is the tradition, the heritage.
第二个那个障碍，撒玛利亚妇人的障碍就是传统遗传。
This is Jacob's well.
这是雅各井。
The well was so important in their area at that time.
那时候在那地方，这个井对他们是这么样的重要。
Water was very important.
水非常重要。
And they will wage wars to protect the wells.
为了保护井，甚至都会引起。
And it's passed down to them throughout the centuries. So she had this well, she came to a draw water, and then she says, Are you a greater than our father Jacob?
他们从雅各尼那里一传一代一代传下来这口井，他问主耶稣说，你难道比他还大吗？
You know, not all traditions are bad.There are good traditions.
不是说所有的传统都是坏的，也有好的传统。
But the truth is the best.
但真理是最好的。
The enemy of the best is good.
最好的敌人是好。
So here, that sometimes in our life, in order to obtain the truth, we have to let the truth.To examine the tradition that we have.
有的时候我们当我们要寻求真理的时候，我们要让真理来践踏我们的，来检查我们的传统。
And because tradition is good, but truth is the best.
因为传统是好的，但是真理是最好的。
Many things in our life are good.
我们生活中的许多事是好的。
For example, science is very good.
比如说科学是很好的。
Brought to a technology so we can use and the medicine, especially medical the advance, they help us to fight pandemic.
比如说科技还有医学方面，特别是在这个疫情期间，这个先进的医学知识帮助我们可以来
We should be aware not to allow these good things, good traditions that block us from see the truth.
我们需要小心，不要让这个好的传统阻碍了我们寻求真理。
You say, I believe in science, so I reject the truth. I reject the Lord Jesus.
要因为我说哦，我相信科学，我喜欢科学，我就拒绝主。
So here we see that this Jacob's wall become a blinding, the blind spot of her.
我们可以看出这个雅各井成了蒙蔽他眼睛的东西。
And the Lord Jesus told her that everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst.But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of, the well of water spring up to eternal life.
三十四节，耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，使用到永生。
All the good things in our life that actually only satisfied us for the time being.
我们生命中好的东西只能暂时满足我们里面的需要。
And we see that a lot of things that we acquire in our life, which are maybe good, but only satisfy us just temporarily.
我们知道我们生命中得到的很多的东西是好的，但是只能暂时满足我们里面的一个需要。
So we know that one of the philosophers says, we have human beings, have these two greatest tragedies.
个哲学家说我们人有两个很大的悲剧。
One is that things we want we cannot get.
一个就是我们想要的我们得不到。
You feel pain in your heart, want to get it, but make sure you know that it's out of your reach.
的心真是你真伤透的心，因为你想要的得不到。
A second strategy is that you get what you wanted.
另一个悲剧就是你得到了你想要的。
And then you realize it cannot really satisfy you.
然后因此你意识到这个并没有真正的满足你。
So Lord Jesus says, you drink of this water, the water of this well, water of the good things in your life, it is only satisfy you temporarily, your thirst again.
主耶稣说你喝这水是好的，但是你还要再渴。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
But water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternity.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
And what Lord Jesus gave to us, eternal life,That living water simplified what Lord Jesus gave him. He gave us his self, and that will satisfy us for eternity.
那你说的活水是指主耶稣自己，就是永生，这个会永到永生。
And Lord Jesus didn't say that this water will become a bottle of living water. Right? So every time we need,And we can have a few drink of it. Nope.
耶稣并没有说这我给你的是一瓶活水，当你需要的时候你就从里面喝一点。
He says, the water I give him will become in him a well of water, bubbling up, springing up to eternal life.
他说的，我所这个水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So I like the term says, some translation that this is actually spring up, also has this image of bubbling up. The water is so fresh, so fresh, so living that we all want to have a sip of it or drink of it.
这里面的泉源这个涌流的活水它又讲到它一直在冒泡似的就一直在是活的。非常的新鲜，实在就是想每个人都想在那里去尝一口。
If you are thirsty now, God does not give you a cup of water. God gave us a well of water, spring up fresh and living.
如果你现在就渴的话，就不是给你一杯水，而是给你一个泉源一直在涌流。
So now let's move on.The next problem that she had.
现在我们再来提到她所有的下一个问题。
And that is her personal life.
就是她的个人生活。
And when this woman, now, her interest was a pig, so she asked the Lord to give her, that give me this water,So I will not be thirsty again, nor come all the way here to draw water.
这地方这个妇人就向他求说，先生，请把这水给我喝，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Now before Lord, now she asks, but before Lord can give to her, so God have to do one more thing.
现在他在求了。但是主耶稣在给他之前必须还有一件事要做。
One more barrier.
另外一个障碍。
That is that her five husbands.
就是他的五个丈夫。
The life that she lived.
就是他的个人生活。
Desire in her heart she wanted.
他心里的渴慕欲望。
And that Lord Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here.
耶稣说，十六节，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have said correctly, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly.
17、18节，妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。 你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
We know that because of her lifestyle, that she cannot, she separate herself from other people.
因为她的个人生活问题，她把自己和别人分开。
Because that her lifestyle, in the eyes of others, are immoral.
因为在别人的眼睛里，他的生活方式是不道德的。
And I think what people talk about her behind her back.
人谈论到她在背后说她的时候。
Whenever they look at her, they'll give her a very, very strange, uncomfortable gaze.
别人看她的时候，眼光都是怪怪的，让人不舒服的。
So this sin, that desire that she had, separated her from other people.
那个罪，这个欲望，让她和别人就分开了。And
unbeknownst to her, actually sin not only separated her from other people, but sin also separated her from God.
罪仅将她和别人 隔开，也让他和神也分开了。
So Lord Jesus here bring that up, and so she can look at it.
这里主耶稣把这个事情提出来，让他可以看见。Remember
that Lord Jesus didn't call it sin.
记得主耶稣并没有说这叫罪。Our
Lord is so merciful. He understands everyone.
我们的主这样的怜悯，他理解每一个人。And
Lord Jesus never mentioned this is sin.
耶稣从来没有称这他所做的是罪。But
Lord just brought it up.
他只是把这个问题提出来。To
her conscience.
带到他的良心。To
her own conscience.
带到他自己出来良心。
Let the Holy Spirit to convince her and convict her of her sin.
让圣灵来幸福，让他认罪。
You see that sometimes we represent Christ to share the gospel. We don't have that mercy and the tenderness of the Lord Jesus.
当有的时候我们代表基督去传福音的时候，我们没有主的这样的一个怜悯和温柔。We
prefer preacher when they preach gospel and bring down the fires and brimstones from heaven.
我们有的时候传福音的时候，希望主从天上讲硫磺。
Who like that style, that kind of preachers to share the gospel.
那是有一种传福音的方式。
So, but here we can see the tenderness of God's heart.
那地方我们可以看到主温柔的心。
You don't have to call in their face, you're a sinner, you're a sinner, you're a sinner all the time.
不要指着别人的脸说，你是罪人，你是罪人，总是这么说。
So, Lord Jesus taught us that we will not compromise the truth. So, Lord, just bring that up to her. Lord did not condone it. Lord did not brush it away, but Lord Jesus, they're using this very tender way to bring up to her conscience.
主并不是对罪对真理妥协，他没有说当面指责他定罪他，他只是把这个事情提出来。
Because of course she know.
当然他知道。
Of course she know that what she done, what she's doing is wrong.
当然这个妇人知道他所做的，也知道他做错的。
That's why she want to avoid other people.
这就是为什么他要回避别人。
And that's why that she came to draw water at noon when nobody around.
这就是为什么他要在午正的时候出来打水，因为没有别人。
Usually people came to draw water at the sundown.
一般人都是在太阳下山的时候才出来打水。
When it is cool.
非常凉快。
No one came to draw water at noon.
没有人会在午正的时候出来打水。
So, the Lord now help her to overcome her sin, everything that we have in herself. In God's eyes, when Holy Spirit convicts us, that it will bring to our conscience and even the secret that sometimes even you don't know you have.That God will bring you up to convict you of your sin.
耶稣他常常是把我们所做的错事提出来带到我们的良心面前，借着圣灵来让我们信服，并自己就认识到是犯罪。
When I believe in the Lord, when I first time hear the gospel, when I believe the Lord, that's whenGod revealed to me a secret I didn't know that is in my heart.
当我刚信主的时候，耶稣就向我启示，向我显明我里面的一个秘密，
In my mind, I see the picture of the secret that in my heart.
在我的心里就看见我做的那个隐秘的那个罪。
So our prayer is today, whether you're Christian or non-believers yet, that God will speak to us and bring to light our thoughts and intents and lay bare before Him and in your conscience.
我们不管信不信，我们都可以来祷告，求神来光照我们里面，让我们的心思意念都在神面前赤裸敞开。
It doesn't matter how well we prepare our message.
这个我不是说跟我们如何好好的准备这个信息没有什么关系。
All that matters is the Holy Spirit that works in our heart to reveal the secret in our heart before us, and we will be convicted ourselves of our own sins.
最重要的就是圣灵让我们里面的秘密显明在我们面前，让我们自己信服来认罪。
So now we come to the last obstacle that she needs to overcome.
现在我们来讲她最后的一个障碍，她必须要克服。
We know that she had this firm belief in the religion, in her religion.
知道他非常相信他自己的那个宗教。
That's why she brought it up.
这是为什么他提出来。
So she said that our father worship in this mountain, but you people, means Jews, say that in Jerusalem. So she asked this question to the Lord.
二十节他说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷，所以他在问主这个问题。
And Lord Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
二十节，耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
And 23, but an hour is coming, and now is.When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
23节, 时候将到, 如今就是了, 那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他, 因为父要这样的人拜他。
See, Lord Jesus now helped her to overcome these very difficult issues because I prefer to share the gospel with the atheist than a religious person who already have a firm ground in his or her religion.
所以主耶稣要帮助他克服这个障碍，就像我更情愿对不信神的无神论的人传福音，倒是对我来说，传给那些已经有宗教信仰的人更难，因为他们非常坚定。So
when she asked these questions, Lord Jesus told her this essence of worship.
当这个妇人问主耶稣这个信仰的问题的时候，主耶稣就告诉了他这个敬拜的真谛。Let
be gone. So whatever in the past, whatever we believe, but the hour is coming.
不管我们过去做了什么，信了什么，那是时候降到。And
now is.
如今就是了。Now
when Lord Jesus referred to himself as hour is coming, it's because now he is here.
所以说跟你说时候降到的话是指他自己，因为他就在这里。And
we can make the hour is coming, so you are here today listening to messages. It's equivalent to the hour is coming. But you can make it now is if you listen to the message and accept it. So you don't have to wait for the end of the message. Even right now, even you open your heart to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, then this hour become now. Now is. That's the grace of God.
这个就是到了这个时候降到，就是讲到时候降到这个时候了。但是如果你现在就接受主耶稣的话，你就把这个就变成了现在时了，就是现如今就是了。And
now is
此时此刻。
Thank the Lord. He said this in 23.
感谢主他在23节提到这。When
the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。Once
we believe in the Lord, and what is true worshipper? So Lord Jesus says, here, what is worship? Let's think about what is worship.
The
worship means worship. Two words in English.
敬拜这个词是来源于两个词在英文里面。
What that means is that how much is God worth?
那就意味着想主到底值多少。
Worship is give God what he is worth.
敬拜就是给神他配得的当得的。
If God is infinite God, who is creator of all, is the truth, then we give, another term is that give God what he deserves.
如果神是个无限的神，他创造了宇宙万物，我们就要把他的价值，他的配。
It's not to receive from him blessings.
不是从他那里得祝福。
Now, of course, God, because he's infinite, merciful, You'll give us blessings, but that's not the essence of true worship.
主耶稣神是怜悯的，他给我们祝福，但是那个不是真正的敬拜。
True worship is give God, not receive from God, but give God what He is worth.
真正的敬拜不是从神那里得到，而是把他的记得的还给他。
All our beings, all we have, everything, including our children. Some people give himself to God but not their children. I see so many of our sisters doing that. Including our children. All belong to God.
我们要把我们所有的一切都献给神。有的人只是把自己献给神，没有把子女献给神。我们应该把我们一切所有的，包括子女，一起献上。
So, the first thing we need to understand what is worship means.
第一件事要理解的就是敬拜到底什么意思。
And then, secondly, that what we like to see is this spirit and truth. The true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
第二个讲到就是心灵和诚实，真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
What is spirit?
灵是什么?
Now, spirit is, I call it the heart of hearts.
灵又叫做心之心。
心中之心。
心中之心。
And when Lord Jesus said, the greatest commandment, first part of the greatest commandment, is to love your God with all your heart, with all your soul,With all your mind, and then what? With all your might.
诫命，最大诫命是的第一部分，就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
So the first one, love your God with all your heart, is a spirit.
这第一部分讲到的跟你讲到的第一点就是你要尽心，这个就是指灵，这个地方心就是灵。
The second is that with all your soul.
第二个尽性。
Because we have three parts. We have a spirit, soul, and body.
因为我们有三部分组成，灵魂体。
And the greatest commandments.That you touch upon all three parts.
这个最大的诫命，讲到了我们身体三部分都有关系。
Because you know that in the depths of our, some people call it in the depths of our soul, in the very inner part of us, that is called spirit or the heart.
有的人说，我们魂里的最深处。就是叫心，我们的心。
The Chinese translated as heart, a lot of places. Actually, it's supposed to be spirit.
我们心里的最深处是灵。
And so that is that. See, we have a barrier between ourselves.
让我们可以看到，我们在彼此之间是有障碍的。
We are separate.By this physical appearance.
我们被这个物质上的病。
I will not know your heart. And the law of the land cannot judge your heart. Because there's a barrier, the physical barrier.
有一个物质上的一个障碍物，所以没办法逾越。
We cannot see.Through your body and see your heart. Human beings cannot do that.
我们肉眼不能够透过你的身体看见你的心。
We cannot, the law of land cannot judge you by what is in your heart, your thoughts.
这个地上的主，它不能够 来审判你。
Because humans, whoever establish a law, understand our limits.
因为这不管在地上建立这个法律立法的人，他不知道我们的心。
Lord apply to us only when we commit, carry it out, commit by action.Law, 法律, can only apply when we commit a sin, commit a crime.
这个、
But not what is in our heart.
法律只有当我们有法那个犯罪的行为以后，他才能够审判我们，不是因着我们的心。
If I think about killing you, I can. No law can judge me on that.
如果我心里想要杀你的话。没有任何法律可以来审判。
Until I actually physically carry out the crime, then the law will apply to me.
直到我真的是把这个杀人的执行出来，这个法律才有。
But God can judge our hearts.
但神可以审判我们的心。
What is the will in our heart? So that's why here Bible says, Lord Jesus says, God is spirit. That's why.Those who worship him have to worship in spirit and truth, meaning that God knows our heart, our motives, our intent, our thoughts.
这地方讲到，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为神是灵，他知道我们内心所想的，我们的心思意念，他都知道。
When we worship God, we have to be real in our hearts, inside of us.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们里面必须要是心里是真实的。
You cannot use a facade or mask to prevent God from seeing you inside.
不能戴上面具或者一个伪装，让阻止神来看见我们内心的状况。
You can pretend to be something you are not, and we cannot tell as a human being.
你可以伪装，我们人都看不出来。
But God knows, God sees our heart, and God judges our heart, what is in our heart.
但是神知道，神知道我们的心，他来审判、论断我们的心。
So here says, what Lord Jesus says in simple term is, when we worship, true worshippers have to worship.From our heart, have to be real in our heart. When nobody sees it, you know, and God knows.
跟你讲到，拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他，因为你知道你心里想什么，神知道。
And then says, and truth.
下一个讲到是真理。
Truth, the first of all, the three things in the Bible tell us about truth. One is God's word.
真理在有三方面，第一个就是讲到是神的话。
The Bible is not just written human beings writing; it is God through the prophets and carry them in the spirit and write down what God wanted to tell us.
圣经不是人所写的，而是神借着人默示的。
So Bible tells us.It is God breathed.
所以圣经里说这是神吹气的。
This is the one and only book in the whole world.
是唯一的，在整个世界上是唯一独有的。
Now second meaning for truth is Christ himself.
真理。第二个意思就是基督他自己。
We know the Lord Jesus called himself, I am the way and the truth.
耶稣叫他称他自己是我就是道路真理生命。
So Lord Jesus is the truth.
他说这地方也讲到他是真理。
So the Bible is about Christ.About Lord Jesus.
圣经讲到基督，就 主耶稣。
Old Testament to tell us Christ was to come.
旧约里面讲到基督要再来。
And the New Testament is tells us Christ has come.
新约就讲到基督已经来了。
So truth means that we accept the Lord Jesus.
真理就是我们接受主耶稣。
And I think it has a third meaning is that you have to experience this truth in our life. It means our experiential truth is experience in our life.
真理还有第三个意思就是我们在我们生活中生命中所经历的真理。
It comes from believing and obedient to the Lord Jesus.
它来自相信并顺从主耶稣。
And for such people, the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
在寻找这样的人拜他。
And then what happened that the woman says, oh, we heard that Messiah will come and he will tell us everything we need to know about true worship. And the Lord Jesus said in the 26, I who speak to you am he. And
当这个妇人二十五节说我知道弥赛亚要来他来了必将一切的事都告诉我二十六节主耶稣就说你这和你说话的就是他
And 28 So the woman left her water pot went into the city and said to the man Come see a man who told me all the things that I've done Is this not Christ?
二十八二十九节那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去对众人说你们来看有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了莫非这就是基督吗
He went out testify for the Lord
这妇人出去为主做见证
She used to shun the crowd avoid the people
她原来是躲避众人的逃避那个大众
Now what a change in her life people can see when she testified for the Lord that this man told me all the things I've done
她见证说对众人说主耶稣说有个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了莫非这就是基督吗人就看见她的变化
See, we see the change in her life immediately
我们可以看说他的生命中马上就有了改变。
So, her faith is real.
他的脸是真实的。
And those people knew. So, they listened to her testimony and went to see Christ themselves.
那些人都了解他所以他们看见这个见证他的见证变化以后就出城往耶稣那里去。
So what a way to show her gratitude.
她是如何来表达她对主的感激呢
To tell people about her newly found salvation in Christ Jesus.
要告诉别人她刚刚在主耶稣里面找到的救恩。
So let's have a few of prayer before we end our fellowship.
让我们在结束之前有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for this hour of sharing.
哇，为这段时间的分享，我感谢你。
May you touch our hearts.
愿你摸着我们的心。
With your word.
用你的话。
Which is testimony for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这话就是为主耶稣基督所做的见证。
Help those who especially haven't received the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior.
帮助那些还没有接受主耶稣做个人救主的。
Or those who so-called Christians, and yet their heart is far away from you.
帮助那些已经成为基督徒，但是他们的心来远离你的
through mercy and tenderness please touch your heart.
按着你的怜悯，你的温柔来摸着我们的心。
In Christ Jesus, the most holy and precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名求。
Amen.
Amen.